As a matter of context, and also as the two first presenters elaborated this morning, the TAT project realized that apparently there are a lot of varieties that research has produced but yet to be delivered to farmers. So amongst these, a lot of technologies, but amongst these technologies are varieties, improved varieties form a significant part of it. But if we look at the farming system across Africa, is that we see that all varieties dominate the farming system, say on average about 20 years. And the thing about old varieties is that they were bred for a time to be adapted to specific conditions and constraints which have changed, mainly due to climate change. So most of these varieties now cannot meet the challenges that are prevailing in our production systems. So one of the major reasons for this, we have weak seed systems, and also increasingly we realize that there's a limited involvement of the private sector, especially SMEs, and that again why the stress to involve the private sector SMEs as far as the TAT project is concerned, and especially with seed production and variety dissemination. So the objective here is within the TAT project, Africa Rice Compact, as far as seed is concerned, is to make available breeder seeds of improved varieties in member countries on a sustainable basis. This is the objective, because our mandate is to produce breeder seed of the varieties that we create. We might not be mandated to produce foundation seed, and of course, certified seed is out of the question. And the other objective is to build capacity of the seed value chain stakeholders in the production and distribution of quality seed of improved varieties. And here we are looking at mainly technical skills and business skills led by agribusiness, especially the SMEs, to improve their capacity in terms of seed production and delivery. Enable the production of breeder seed and foundation seed in partnership with seed enterprises. And enterprises here we are talking about especially small to medium enterprises, and in some countries we have seed companies, but in many of them we have small and medium enterprises and national seed systems. So it's like a partnership model we are trying to promote within the seed program. And there's a kind of implementation structure that Africa Rice has conceptualized in partnership with you people. And what we are coming out with, we will have centralized breeder seed production, especially in Bay here. And when we say centralized breeder seed production, that is for varieties that have been created by Africa Rice. The initial supply of breeder seed will come from Africa Rice. And then a strong collaboration within the rice seed unit and the breeding program within Africa Rice. That might not concern you much. But the thing is, all seed that we are introducing at national level for varieties that have been developed by Africa Rice, the breeder seed production would have been initiated from here. Still within the implementation structure, we are working in partnership with stakeholders, national and regional, and seed multiplication should be based on real or anticipated market demand. And I think this is something I've worked with many partner countries here. At times it's a bit difficult to convince some of us that we should be planning based on market demand. We are used to Ministry of Agriculture giving, say, for this region you produce this much, this region you produce this much, but at the end of the day it sits at our research centers. But slowly we are understanding, and even Africa Rice does a change now. We don't produce seed for the sake of producing, but it has to meet consumer demand, and therefore meet market demand. And another key issue is to expand partnership to include not only NARIs but also SMEs, extension systems, national seed certification systems. All these people are crucial if we want to get quality seed available at farmer level. And in the past, especially the NSS and the SMEs were making a lot of progress. And I want to say the NSS is still a challenge, but we are working with it. And we are working on it, and one or two countries have collaborated with us. And also encourage national system to accept competent SMEs to engage in breeder seed production. I know this is a no-go area for many countries, but we have already realized that there are SMEs, if you give them the support, they can also complement our activities at national level to produce quality breeder seed, which has always been a challenge. The other thing is that we only disseminate varieties based on solid data, backing the superiority of the varieties that we want to introduce. This is still going to encourage our farming community to replace the 20-year, 30-year, 50-year-old varieties we have. In many cases, research will introduce varieties because I, as a breeder, have developed a variety and I want it to go out, but not necessarily because it outperforms the old varieties. So farmers still cling to that. So based on that, we have to have data backing our varieties and dissemination plan with detailed activities and also indicating partners with detailed rules should be developed. If you could remember, I think Dr. Sidi Sanya and even Dr. Kamanda stressed this. For each technology we are pushing out, there should be a detailed plan of activities, who is involved and why we are pushing it, and how much we tend to attain with that. Several countries, I think I worked with them on this, and some of them know what we are talking about, but I'll give an example by the end of the presentation that you know what I mean. And we also need to identify which variety will be replaced. It's not just a matter of saying I'm pushing out variety X, but in the long run, that variety should replace what in the farming system. And then, come again. And the other thing is advancement. The interpreter said I'm moving too fast. You know, at times you have to. I only have 20 minutes, so I'm thinking of finishing, but I'll try. I'm also thinking of now, I think the thinking around seed and seed production and variety replacement is that we as a group, when I say we, not only Africa Rice, but also the national system, we should think of having a variety advancement committee. Whereas when we say we are introducing variety X, it should replace variety Y. And when we say we are replacing variety Y, management should accept, and research will no longer produce breeder seed of variety Y. So at some point, that variety goes extinct. It moves out of the system. This is something we are talking about. People are, depending on where you are, some people accept it. Some people think it should not be the case. But I think if we want to move forward, we have to move with varieties that are adapted to prevailing conditions. This is just some pictures showing the central role that the private sector should play. These are private sector partners and engagement tours that Africa Rice has done. Some are in Burkina Faso, this I think is in Uganda, this is Mali. Just showing, sensitizing the private sector and the national system for them to put the private sector also as co-partner and co-driver of the seed production and variety dissemination that we are talking about, especially within the context of the TAD project. This slide is just trying to show the kind of the partnership we are thinking about. It's like everybody is involved and nobody is too small. Everybody has a part to play. You can see here quality control and seed certification. As I was saying, that is the NSS, National Seed Systems. But then you also have community-based seed producing farmers. You have, on the other side, quality control and seed certification. You have seed policy and legislation. So based on This is case specific. You can go to one country or one area where one player becomes more prominent than the other. But all of these people are important, and they should be working, as Dr. Kamanda pointed out this morning, within the IP approach that Africa Rise is working on. It doesn't mean that an SME, if I take the example of Côte d'Ivoire, an SME based in Yamoussoukro will not be able to cater for farmers based in Ganywa or in Ma. Okay? It's just a matter of making him or that SME, making him or Ma aware of the opportunities that are there, and then he or she will work out in partnership with everybody to bring out the certified seed that they are producing or commercializing in that area. So as I said earlier, Africa Rise, our core functions will be bearer seed production, and in some cases, foundation seed production, because capacities are different. In some countries, the seed system in place, if you remember my first slide, they are weak and they cannot do quality foundation seed production. And in that case, Africa Rise can come in as a stepping ad hoc to help with the foundation seed production. But our attention really is on breeder seed production. Foundation seed is at the national level with the NARIs and the SMEs. And also technical training. We can do technical training and technical backstopping. I think this is a strong area that Africa Rise is involving. And we have facilities to do that. And also the manpower and expertise. And demonstration and promotion of early varieties with primarily private sectors. A lot of technologies are there at research level, but unless we push this out to farmers or to the farming community by way of promotion and sensitizing them on the availability and the advantages of these varieties, there is no way farmers can adopt them. And we think one cost-effective and efficient way to do this is working with also the private sector, especially the SMEs, but then in partnership with the national system, extension, research. But in the past, research and extension have been doing it, leaving out largely the SMEs. Within the TAT, we want to change that and bring the SMEs in and see the impact that we'll get. Also facilitate development and market information systems, proactively support seed entrepreneurs in market intelligence, monitor and track seed quantities and area cover through seed enterprises. I think the presenter just before me who presented on e-registration, this is what we mean. In that case, if I want to know every seed enterprise we are working it will undergo this e-registration. Every seed multiplier will undergo e-registration, so we can follow up seed quantities, varieties, area covered, and it makes life much easier. And of course, there's this issue of international intellectual property right dialogue. Because when you involve the private sector, there is always this issue of IPR. And research also, we know you are doing a lot of good work. Maybe there will be some negotiation as to how we move forward this issue of IPR. Now, I just want to give the expected output for year one for the TAT. We are expecting to produce at least 60 tons of breeder seed of 10 Africa Rise varieties, either produce or maintain by the end of year one. And then also by the end of year one, we want to do 300 tons of foundation seed of popular rice varieties. Now these 300 tons of foundation seed should be done at national level, and working with the national partners, we have to identify who does what. And follow-up monitoring on countries, and then we have capacity building and knowledge sharing for year one. And if we are successful in year one, these figures might either, based on our performance on year one, it could be annulled, or these figures could be reversed upwards or downwards, as indicated by Dr. Sanyan this morning. Now I'm just going to give an example of what I mean by seed roadmaps and variety outscaling, which is a prerequisite for TAT, for monies to be given out or for funds to be given out. I'm taking the case of Nigeria. It's still going on, but I think we're at an advanced stage. But it's not only Nigeria. I think we've done the same thing for Uganda. We've done the same thing for the Cote d'Ivoire, the same thing for Benin, and I think Sierra Leone, Rwanda, Ethiopia, Madagascar. We've already done this, but I'm just giving the case of Nigeria for now. So if you look here, we are saying for Nigeria, for seed production, I don't know whether you are seeing it clearly, but for breeder seed production, there is furrow 66 and furrow 67. The national system for this year will produce 500 kilograms, 500 kilograms, that's about a ton. But then for the same two varieties, they are doing 4 tons each. Okay? So that means 8 tons for these varieties. And then that's for the rainfed irrigated lowland or rainfed ecology. Now, if you go for the rainfed ecology also, you are doing 8 tons, 1 ton of furrow 61 and furrow 62, and also 8 tons of the two varieties. And then for the upland ecology, we insist that normally we have only one or two varieties. But for Nigeria, considering how extensive the area is and how variable the upland ecology is, more than three varieties were suggested, but I think we'll do with three varieties here. And as you can see, partners have already been identified. We are working with the NCRI, which is the research institute. Africa Rice is involved. The NASC is the seed council, and also Masla Seeds, which is an SME. I should have updated this. There's also NISAL, who is microfinance. So it's like they will be providing backstop funding for the SMEs for the whole program as far as this seed production and outscaling is concerned. And this is for variety outscaling. Here we are promoting furrow 66 and furrow 67. These are recently released varieties. Now if you look at here, you could see for the advantages why we are pushing this there. You see that these are very tolerant to submergence. And submergence is a huge thing in right now. The rainy season, we are either experiencing flooding or drought. So these are varieties that has this. We think they will be a game changer and replace furrow 44, which is the dominant variety right now in Nigeria. So what we are saying also for these varieties, for a start, for this season, we are doing for now 5 sites for each variety, okay, as demonstration. This might change because when we go again to validate these figures, based on the commitment also of the private sector, the private sector might say, okay, I want to do more. And what we realize with the private sector, they are ready to put in partner funds to do this kind of outscaling, especially outscaling and variety promotion. And the outscaling is not only demonstration sites, but also radio programs and other promotional and sensitization that we might have, like field days and stuff like that. So, and some key questions for the way forward, where I think we have to work, the rice seed unit at Africa Rice will work as implemented to ensure availability of to realize the seed strategy that has been elaborated. But then another issue that I think will be key is effective mechanism for working with SMEs. Because in TAT, you work with SMEs. Now, how do we work with them? Huh? With Africa Rice, NARIS, and research institutes, we have a vast experience. Since Africa Rice was established, we've been working with them. But even research institutes at national level, we don't have experience working with SMEs. What are the mechanisms? How do we bring up resources? How do we support them? How do they support us? I think these are issues when I visit again, we have to work it out, country per country, and see how we can bring up resources. And also set up a mechanism for better feedback from national partners and also SMEs. I know some SMEs are at times very reluctant to share feedback as to progress made, but I think in TAT, we have to share information back, okay? It's not saying I'm a private sector, I cannot share information. I think these are things we have to trash out. These are bottlenecks I've experienced, but I think to every challenge, there is a solution which we can work out together. And the variety demonstration and promotion plan is very important, as I showed, for Nigeria. This is only for one season, but it should be for multi-seasons for the 3 years. But based on our performance in year one, we can elaborate for year two and year three. So I want to say thank you very much. As I said, it's a partnership. The puzzle is a challenge which we have to put together rightly, all of us. So we all have a role to play. Africa Rise, or my role maybe is just be to facilitate, but we are all equally important. Thank you very much for your attention.